This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Whatever Congress and the White House might or might not be able to agree on about DACA and the broader immigration issue, things are already happening out in the real economy. A lot of younger undocumented immigrants, dreamers specifically, people brought here as kids, are considering their options. And some are going back to where they were born, looking for opportunities they don't have here. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports on a group of those folks training to become software engineers.
The students here grew up all over the U.S. They're from Oregon,
California,
Texas,
Mandalay, Illinois,
North Carolina, Florida,
Bradenton, Sarasota,
Marco Castillo, Miriam Alvarez, and Eddie Barrañón. In the States, they would be considered dreamers, people who were brought to the U.S. as children without proper documents. But they returned to Mexico, and here in the capital city, they initially found similar jobs.
I was working in a contact center.
Customer will call.
I was actually working at the call center of AT&T.
Their work paid them less than $2 an hour. So when Eddie Barrañón, a 27-year-old from Illinois, heard there was a school paying returning dreamers to become software engineers, he thought it was too good to be true.
Nice camp, but I thought it was like a fake. Like, you know, I wasn't going to be true, or there was something iffy about it.
The truth is, this is a very unusual project. In Mexico, most public discourse about immigrants centers on those still living in the U.S. People here don't spend as much time talking about dreamers once they return to their country of birth.
But the reality is they're back into a foreign country that they've never been to.
Meet Marcela Torres. She's the mastermind behind this boot camp called Hola Code. She went to school for a while in the U.K. before coming back to Mexico. She says she and her co-founder started working on this project a year and a half ago.
We were given practically this gift from the United States, and I know it's horrible to say it in that way because I know they miss it and they call it home. But if Mexico really took the opportunity and use their potential, it could be endless.
The first 24 students at Hola Code are about halfway through their five-month program, which is modeled after a boot camp in San Francisco called Hack Reactor. They're getting funding from a Mexican foundation and an angel investor here. One of the students' challenges is changing the way they see Mexico. A local businessman, Eduardo Garcia, gave a talk at the school about precisely that.
The first few months that I was here, I was really depressed.
Garcia arrived in Mexico City 10 years ago after the third time he'd been deported. He says when people get here, many just want to go back.
You don't see this other Mexico on the rise, a Mexico that needs people like them, a Mexico that needs bilingual people, a Mexico that needs engineers.
Garcia got a job as a cook, which is what he'd done in Atlanta. He now owns three of Mexico City's trendiest restaurants with more than 100 employees.
There's a tremendous amount of opportunity.
Matt Intimizi is an entrepreneur based in San Francisco who's considering hiring from the Dreamer Coding School. He started a financial services company in Silicon Valley and is now looking to do the same in Mexico. He says he wants to hire people who understand Mexican and American cultures.
They essentially become the bridge between the way that we do business as an American company to our target customers, which is in the Mexican market.
This is a welcome prospect for Eddie Barrañón. He says he initially wanted to return to Illinois to be with his wife and two children, who are U.S. citizens. But now when he talks to his wife...
Like, every time I call my girl, I'm like, hey, I really don't want to go back. I'm like, I mean, we can live a life here. I'm like, we can do a lot of stuff. I mean, I have a lot of plans.
Barrañón eventually wants to start his own business. He says Mexico is a land of opportunity. It just takes time to see it. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.